The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Lord, be on my mind, be on my lips, and in my heart. On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat down. And the whole crowd stood along the shore. And he spoke to them at length in parables, saying, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, where it had little soil. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit, 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear. The disciples approached him and said, why do you speak to them in parables? And he said to them in reply, because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. To anyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. From anyone who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because they look and they do not see, and hear and do not listen or understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, you shall indeed hear, but not understand. You shall indeed look, but not see. Gross is the heart of this people. They will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and be converted. And I heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see. Blessed are your ears because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see but did not see it, and to hear what you hear but did not hear it. Hear then the parable of the sower. The seed sown on path is the one who hears the word of the kingdom without understanding it, and the evil one comes and steals away what was sown in his heart. The seed sown on rocky ground is the one who hears the word and receives it at once with joy, but he has no root, and it lasts for only a time. When some tribulations or persecutions come because of the word, he immediately falls away. The seed sown among thorns is the one who hears the word, but then worldly anxiety and the lure of riches choke it, and the word bears no fruit. But the seed grown on rich soil is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields 100 or 60 or 30-fold. The Gospel of the Lord. Whoever has ears ought to hear. I know you all have ears. You know why? Because that's what's holding your masks up. But do your ears hear? And does what you hear go into the heart like a seed in rich soil and produce fruit? Today's context of this parable is very interesting. Jesus has just been in battle with many people in his ministry who were rejecting him, and he was in conflict. And he goes, it seems, to relax or regroup. Peter's house, we believe, by the sea. And he comes out in the morning with his cup of coffee and sits down by the sea. Now, I just made that one up, right? Okay. And then suddenly a large group of people do come to him. And he gets into a boat and then teaches them in parables. And this parable and the many that are going to follow it are about why, when Jesus is in his ministry preaching, do so many people reject him. In a way, he's trying to understand that, but he's God, he understands it, but he's explaining it to his disciples. And the answer is because in order to listen to the message of Jesus means that we'll have to change our hearts. We'll have to open our hearts. We'll have to admit that we're not God, that we don't know all the answers, and that we depend on another, and that other wants us to do something with our lives, not just whatever we want. That other wants us to love, to lay down our life for others, to listen to others, to empathize with others, to walk in their shoes, to do what he did, to love them and bring them to God's love. That's what being fruitful really means. And so, Jesus speaks to us in parables. This parable and all the parables are rich treasures that we're meant to wrestle with. We're meant to meditate on. If we simply just listen to this parable here at Mass and walk away, and listen maybe to a little bit what Father Paul says, we're like that seed that fell on the path and didn't really receive it. It'll be gone tomorrow, probably even much sooner. But if we chew on it, meditate with it, try to understand what part of our lives it's speaking to and what God is calling us to, it has a chance to produce fruit. And so, on a very personal level, this gospel and all the parables challenge us to pray daily with them, to put yourself into scene, to wrestle, try to understand, and ask yourself, what part of my lives are at each part of this stage? What's choking my fruitfulness? What anxieties? What pursuit of riches? Are my roots deep enough? Do I really understand my faith, or is it something I was taught as a child and I just repeat the words? But if someone really questioned me, I wouldn't be able to explain it. And then I'd probably realize and think maybe, oh, this isn't true after all. It doesn't make sense. But it does. But you got to work. And so, God's challenging us to allow his word to penetrate into our hearts, to produce fruit, to be converted. And that's hard. And that's the reason why Jesus got killed, because that's so hard of a message, people didn't want to hear it. And so we too have the same challenge. Do we want to hear, or do we want to reject the message of Jesus?